Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Today is September 11th, 21 years after the terrorist attacks on the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. At the site of the first crash in New York, where two planes struck the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, speakers read the names of those who died there.
Davis Scott Agnes.
Joao Alberto de Fonseca Aguiar, Jr.
Brian G. Ahern.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
President Biden paid tribute to the lives lost during the attacks at a wreath-laying ceremony. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Biden addressed his remarks to the families who, quote, still feel the ache of their missing loved ones.
So many heroes were made here. So many of your loved ones were those heroes. Began almost immediately with civilians and service members leaping to action as the walls collapsed and the roof began to crumble.
Biden said the 9/11 response showed that the United States has an obligation and responsibility to defend, protect, and preserve our democracy, the democracy that the 9/11 hijackers hoped to destroy but failed. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Ukrainian forces are pushing a counteroffensive in the country's east after making gains against Russian troops last week. Officials claim they've recaptured more than 1,100 miles since the beginning of the month. Meanwhile, the operator of a nuclear power plant in Ukraine says it's shut down its final reactor because of safety concerns. The plant at Zaporizhzhia has been under Russian control since March. There has been repeated shelling in and around the plant in recent weeks. Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of being responsible. China's leader Xi Jinping is preparing to head to Central Asia this week in his first trip outside Chinese borders in nearly 3 years. He's been sequestered in China since the pandemic began. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Xi Jinping is scheduled to meet with leaders in Kazakhstan this Wednesday and then Uzbekistan for meetings that will include Russian President Vladimir Putin. It will be Xi's first international trip in nearly 1,000 days. Xi has been cloistered in a strict COVID bubble within China since January 2020 and only recently began receiving foreign dignitaries in China again. As a result, Chinese officials have cut off nearly all in-person channels with other countries, even as Chinese foreign policy has become more aggressive. His choice to go to Central Asia is symbolic. It's where China began a multi-billion-dollar global infrastructure initiative, and Kazakhstan borders Xinjiang, a Chinese region Xi has worked hard to pacify. Emily Fang, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Pakistan is struggling to cope with widespread flooding caused by deadly monsoon rains. The floods have washed away houses, roads, bridges, and livestock. Officials say nearly 1,400 people have died and millions are homeless. Scientists say climate change caused the unusually heavy rain this year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the international community must do more to help. The United States has announced $60 million in aid to Sri Lanka. Sushmita Pathak reports the island has been going through its worst economic crisis and food shortage in decades.
The United States Agency for International Development will provide $40 million to help Sri Lanka's farmers buy fertilizers and other farming necessities. The announcement came during a visit to Sri Lanka by Samantha Power, the head of the agency. Power met with farmers who told her fertilizer shortages had cut their crop yield by 40%. Sri Lanka's government banned chemical fertilizers last year, which led to huge crop losses and contributed to a devastating economic and food crisis. Nearly 30% of Sri Lankans currently face food shortages. The United States will also provide an extra $20 million in humanitarian aid. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak.
An earthquake struck Papua New Guinea this morning. Officials say at least three people were killed in a landslide. The quake had a magnitude of 7.6 and was felt across the Pacific Island country. Earthquakes are common there as it sits on the Pacific Ocean's Ring of Fire. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.